land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into this terrific Tuesday, October the 28th, 2025 edition, your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Were any of you crazy enough to stay up for that unbelievable Game 3 last night, early this morning, actually? 18 innings, two baseball games. Every pitcher from both sides used in this game. Dodgers walked it off in the bottom of the 18th inning, 6-5 at 2:53 a.m. this morning. Unbelievable fight. It was brutal. Tied 5-5 going into the bottom of the ninth. Dodgers couldn't score, went into extra innings. Every single pitcher from both sides, both the Toronto Blue Jays and the LA Dodgers, was used. This was a heavy-duty fight, championship fight. Muhammad Ali versus Joe Frazier. It was amazing. Well, tonight in Game 4, 8 o'clock on Fox, Shohei is going for the Dodgers. Ohtani is pitching. Hit two home runs last night. Was coming up to hit his third home run, and they intentionally walked him. Took the bat out of his hand. Unbelievable. This is fantastic baseball. If you haven't watched it all year, tonight's the game. If I can ask you to watch one baseball game out of the entire year, it would be the World Series Game 4 tonight on Fox at 8 o'clock. Bieber's going for the Blue Jays. They're one of their best pitchers. And Ohtani's going for the Dodgers. It is amazing. Now, the last time he did this, where he pitched the game, he struck out 10 batters in six innings and hit three home runs that game. I mean, this guy is a beast. He will go down in history when he's done playing being 10 times better than Babe Ruth. The guy can run. He can steal bases, even though they threw him out last night trying to steal. Close play at second. Actually, what happened is he slid too late. his momentum took him off the base, and he was tagged when he came off the base. He actually stole the base, but then was too far gone in his energy. He couldn't stop it, and he came off the base, and the second baseman kept the tag on him, and he was out. Unbelievable game. You got to watch it. Game four tonight, 8 o'clock on Fox. We got Stacy over at Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office coming on in the next segment. If you have any questions about deep tissue laser treatments, text them to me at 231-360-5140, and we'll get right into it. Ask Miss Stacy those questions. Absolutely. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Joining us on the line right now is Stacy. She's over at Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office in downtown Sheboygan. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Randy.
Hey, Stacy, I got a couple of text messages during the break. I asked if anybody had any questions, and Helen is asking up in Rudyard in the UP. She wanted to know if this treatments would interfere with any type of joint medicine her doctor has her on. She's on some type of arthritis, it appears, in the text message, medication. And she wanted to know, would this interact or not be good for her while taking this arthritis medicine?
The only contraindication for a chemical substance would be if you had cortisone shots within the last 2 weeks. So even after 2 weeks, we can treat a joint after that injection.
Okay, very good. Stacey, I want to do a mic check with you.
Okay.
You're on your headset right now?
I sure am.
Okay, go up there where it says mic, and there's a little pull-down window.
Yeah.
Pull down that window and check it over to your MPOW headset. And let's go ahead and switch it over, and because it sounds like you're talking through your computer and not your headset right now. Did it pull down for you? Okay, now I don't hear you at all. Okay, go ahead and go back to your computer.
It should say,
there you go. Yeah, for some reason, is that headset muted? Is the light blue or red?
The red, it's a red mute button. Can you hear me now better?
No.
Okay, now it's red.
Okay, see, you're not connected to it. Make it blue, the light blue.
Okay.
And then go back to that setting, pull down that arrow.
Okay.
And change it over to MPOW. Let's see if I can hear you.
Can you hear me better now?
Oh, there you are.
All right.
Yeah, much better. Yeah, you were talking through your computer. You sounded kind of tinny, and there was some echoing going on.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. We learned something today. So the light has to be blue, and that setting has to be on MPOW. There you go.
Okay.
Another text message. This one coming in from Tom. He's over in Boyne City, and he wanted to know... Basically, he's preparing for surgery on his knee. We've talked about this many times. You've answered this for other folks.
Sure.
Explain to Tom what's happening, his knee replacement, what's going on, and then how the laser can help perhaps before the surgery, after the surgery. Explain all that to Tom in Boyne City.
Well, the laser itself, it helps your body heal itself by activating all your, you know, the adenosine triphosphate that's made helps all your cells get healthier and help itself, you know, help themselves. So before surgery, if you wanted to try it, and especially the week before surgery, because they do ask you to go off of pain medication, most doctors, and that's a really hard week. So if you wanted to try this, that would be advantageous. And then after the surgery, you could try it after 2 days. You only have to wait 2 days, and then you can go back to using the laser. And I'd probably do at least a couple that first, you know, after the first 2 days, I would do it two that week, two treatments.
Two treatments after going. The surgery.
2 days after the treatment, do two treatments, right? One right after the other, you know, one day and then the next if you can.
Sure.
That will give you the most relief and cause you to have less pain medication.
Okay, now
for sure.
This is important. I want to make sure we go over this because, like you said, if the doctor says, you know, stop taking your pain medicine, stop taking certain medications you're on.
Sure, sure.
Okay, now what this would do is it would automatically get the cells around the knee starting to reduce the inflammation. It would cause the cells themselves to be activated, if you will. This even could probably help on the actual knee replacement itself in the surgery.
Well, I mean, obviously it's a true possibility, but I don't have any, you know, specific studies or anything that would show that.
Oh, sure, sure.
I just know that it does help your body heal 30 to 40% faster. So anything that is helping your body heal itself is going to be advantageous. And on top of that, also, you know, taking away the pain. That is a huge, you know, a huge advantage without medication.
Sure. Yeah, the cells are already prepared not to send pain sensors to the brain And so therefore, when you do the surgery, it might actually help make the surgery go a little simpler and make you able to heal quicker.
Well, it can't hurt. And for sure, afterwards, I would come in the second day and come in and get two treatments and see how that works for you. But you'll have already known probably the results after you did the pre-op treatment, how well you're responding. For example, I've had people come in and get it done, and some people feel relief from their pain, you know, right away. You know, they get up off the table, they walk around, they're like, wow, this is really helping already. Some people take 3 to 5 hours.
Yeah.
And now I have had one person that has taken one whole day before they feel it, and I now have had one person that takes two whole days.
Okay.
So I've had everything that there is as far as when it kicks in. So everyone is just a little bit different. You can't count on the same results for everyone. But just like with you, you don't take very long to have a response and it hold, where other people need, you know, 2 to 6 treatments to get what you get in one.
Sure. Well, it's kind of funny because, well, everyone is different, but I've always been very susceptible to drugs. My biggest problem is when I get a sinus infection or throat issues. I call my doctor after a week or two of, you know, coughing and hacking up green phlegm. And finally, it's like, okay, you got an infection, dummy. You need to call the doctor. And they'll give me a Z-Pak, some antibiotics, and I'll take it for like one day. And it's like, okay, I feel better already. I'm good. And the doctor's like, no, you got to take all five of the pills because you got to kill that really good and make sure it's dead. And I'm like, all right, whatever. So, but yeah, I've gotten off the table. You know, the one treatment you did for me on my lower back, I came in, I was pinched. Dr. Gary, you know, put me on the table and he felt my spine. He's like, oh, yes. And then he used that Thompson breakdown table and ka-chunk, you know, he pushed it down. And as soon as he did, it popped right back into place. And then you did the laser treatment on it immediately right after. And I got off the table and it was like, yes, I could stand straight up and my back didn't hurt. I could bend over. And it was like, oh, yes. And by the time I got back home, a couple hour drive from Sheboygan, man, it was in full bore, kicked in 100%. And it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. Other things, too, shoulders, lower back, knees, hips, you can do feet. I want to get into that, too, because you have other treatments available for folks if they're having feet issues.
Oh, yes. And like you had said, you had mentioned the lower back. That is probably the most popular one to get done.
Okay.
It is definitely a weak point for a lot of people. But as far as feet problems, I mean, we don't just have neuropathy for feet. You know, some people are having, you know, they've been in track or have injured their feet in the past or their ankles and end up with, you know, some foot problems and aching or pain. And it seems to, within a couple of treatments, show itself to be very faithfully, you know, relieving their pain.
Got a text message, Ted listening to us. He's a runner.
Oh, yeah.
And he asks, will this help with my shin splints, the pain that he's getting in his shins from running?
He obviously, yes, that is definitely a good place to get it done. But obviously, you do need to stop running on pavement for a while.
Yeah, that's always the problem.
That is what you've been doing. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And those shoes, you got to replace those shoes as well, Ted. Those shoes only last so long. So.
Well, and here's the thing is that it's not just him. It's like if anybody has a problem, even like in the middle thoracic, if you're always reaching out and doing dishes or you're always reaching out and cutting or you're always reaching out and doing gardening, you can have a problem there. So just shorten that time up. While you're healing, shorten it up instead of doing a half an hour at a time to the point where everything burns. Just shorten it up to 5 minutes, take a break, lay down flat or, you know, stop running or whatever you're doing and just give your body some time to heal. You know, work with the treatments so that your body can have a break. In some cases, it means stop altogether.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was another lady with your problem with the lower back and she ended up you know, coming in the next day saying, look, I can touch the ground now, where I couldn't even go down to, you know, her hand couldn't reach 2 feet off the ground. And I'm like, just because you don't have the pain doesn't mean force yourself to do that. You know, your back is still trying to heal itself. So just give it a little chance. It takes 4 to 6 weeks for it to heal itself. Just because it feels better, don't make it try to be stressed or strained, because you could actually re-injure things. Got to go ahead and just give your body a chance to heal first. And after maybe a couple weeks, go ahead and go a little bit further, but don't push it right away.
Yeah. I got a text, John and Julie from Bay City.
Sure.
Okay. Says, Stacy is great. Looking forward to my next visit. And I put, from Bay City? And they said, yes, from Bay City. Speaking of foot ankle pain, Stacy's treatment has made a huge difference in my pain relief.
Uh-huh.
So they come all the way up from Bay City to see you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I truly enjoy all of the patients that come in. It's just amazing. Everyone is so wonderful and nice, and I hope I can serve everyone as quickly as possible. And that's why we do the Trucker Randy special of buy two and for $99. It's just to give people a quick chance, whether it's one area two times in a row or two different areas, which people who come from a little further away often do. They're like, yeah, it's my knee and my lower back, or whatever their areas happen to be.
Sure.
And see how quickly they can see something happen, feel something happen. And so it's given everybody a chance to discover, you know, what the laser can do. It's a class 4 laser, so it's nothing to be messed around with, but it's really been productive and helped a lot of people.
Absolutely. I'm going to give out the phone number if you would like to give them a call. They're there Monday through Wednesday. The number is 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. And their address there is 323 North Main Street in downtown Sheboygan, right across the street from Mulligan's Restaurant. If you're familiar with that, they're on the west side, right across the street. So, again, text me LASER, LASER, and I'll send you the screenshot of Stacy's contact information, and you can give them a call to schedule. And, again, you do have some qualifying questions, and then you can schedule an appointment, correct, Stacy?
Yes, you bet. There are a few that, you know, we can't treat you. You know, one or two of them we can, obviously. We just want to give a little bit of a warning or ask a few more questions. So please call us, and Carlene would be happy to speak to anyone that calls. And she is very sweet and will pass you along to us and treat you as soon as possible.
Absolutely. Well, one other thing, again, I think that people should try it. If pain medication isn't working, they're telling you you might need a surgery down the road, why not try this and see if this relieves the pain and gets those cells healing themselves, removing the inflammation, and just basically making you feel better. So bottom line, that's the deal. If you would like, text me LASER. I'll send you the information. Stacy, about 30, 40 seconds here. Any final thoughts you'd like to leave with the folks?
Well, sure. This laser is non-invasive and pain-free. So a lot of people don't even realize that we have started treatment when I start talking to you about everything. And they're like, wait, are you going to turn it on? Or so you really don't feel it. There's nothing to fear.
Right. The only thing you might hear is a little tiny buzz. That's the only thing I heard. So, hey, Stacy, we appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Omni Hour News Break, hour number one. We'll be right back.